In today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's Into Tomorrow for the weekend of February 23rd, 2018. We always use the Friday dates going into every weekend because many of our affiliates air the program on Saturday, several on Sunday, and many on Saturday and Sunday. So the only logical thing to do is use the Friday dates. Hey, it starts the weekend anyway, right? So it's the weekend of February 23rd. I am Dave Graveline. Glad to have you with us. Erasmo and Horatio in the control room and on this same side of the window, if you will. Here in the talk studio, none other than
Chris Graveline
and
Joe Casera, and I never have a Friday date. I wonder why.
Yeah. Chris had a Friday date this week.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
It's a lot of legume enjoyment.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Peanuts.
Yes. Hmm.
Yeah.
You have to listen to the last hour if you don't if know you, that.
And even then, you may not know what he meant. Yeah. But it has to do with dictation in a text.
Just be careful when you're using voice text. That's all.
That's all. Mm-hmm. We always recommend using caution, especially if you hadn't met someone and you're about to go have drinks and you say something that you're enjoying.
When you tell somebody that you've been snacking on peanuts all day, you want to make sure you really say peanuts when you're doing a voice text.
Now, that begs the question, though. Why did your iPhone suspect that you were trying to say that other word and not peanuts? Because, you know, the way that works, the artificial intelligence, the machine learning says, oh, Chris uses this word a lot, so that's probably what he meant.
Well, it's funny because that's the first question my friend asked me was, why does your phone think you're talking about that word?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you know.
Always more than meets the eye to Chris Graveline.
Yeah, very true.
And believe me, a lot meets the eye.
Oh. Tech news and commentary. In this segment, we'll get to your calls. Good stuff. Great prizes, by the way. Don't miss a minute of today's show. And more importantly, don't miss an opportunity to call into the program and participate. Good mantra, call in, win stuff. It is that easy. And it's easy to call. I kind of hold your hand through the process. If you use our 800 number, you'll see what I mean when you call. But it's a fun opportunity. And then we share some great prizes with you. We share some stuff that we get to gather from many of our guests, sponsors, other friends of the program. We love sharing it with you. And you can use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps, or you can call
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Yep. I thought the Mercury News article about the new Apple spaceship campus was spot on. There's a saying about people who live in glass houses, but what about people who work in glass offices? Apple employees working at the company's new spaceship campus are running smack dab into the new dig's glass walls and doors because it's all glass all the way around, and people are just getting hitting the head and spilling coffee and doing all that. According to a couple of reports, some of them have cut themselves doing so. Some well-meaning employees have gone as far as to place Post-it notes on the glass panes as a low-tech warning. But those sticky pieces of paper were taken down by design-minded Apple. That's not part of their design. They don't want that. Instead, they want people hurting themselves. CEO Tim Cook said that the public would not be allowed into the secretive company's campus. It's probably just as well if you want to avoid a bump on the head. Anyway.
Well, here's the issue. The issue isn't that it's all glass. It's that everyone under 30 who works there is all ass because they're not looking where they're going. And it's partly Apple's fault, and it's Google's fault, and it's Facebook's fault because they're all staring at their phones instead of where they're going. Uh-huh. Normally, when you have a normal office complex, oh, there's this wad of color approaching me. It must be a wall or a door or something. So, yeah, Apple is partly to blame for this by making everything translucent. But if you just take your nose 45 degrees above that stupid cell phone, you'd see you're about to hit a piece of glass. Birds do it. Cats do it. Squirrels do it. Why can't you?
Well, because they're not on their phones.
Well, see, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. These lesser beings, you know.
Blame the tech companies. You know, they can put an infrared sensor in the phone so that as you're approaching something, it starts going, beep, 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 look up, you idiot. And, you know.
Oh, no, that's a good idea. An infrared sensor as you're approaching a pole or a street or a glass wall at the Apple headquarters. So it forces, maybe it vibrates and warning. And not that you'd pay attention.
Yeah. You could, humanity, it's over. It's just over. That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Jeff in Durham, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hey, Jeff.
My question is related to groups of contacts, specifically on my iPhone 6S Plus. I am changing employers, so I am deleting my work email account. Unfortunately, when the email account is being deleted, it's going to delete all my contacts in that particular group, along with any notes. Now, I was able to move the notes into a new group on the phone. However, from talking with coworkers, they have lost all contacts that were created since that email address was added to their phone.
Ooh.
Is there any way for me to save those contacts before I delete my former employer's email account from my iPhone?
Well, Jeff, it's surprisingly hard to save your Exchange contacts. You can use a third-party app like Contacts Mover to copy all of your Exchange contacts to iCloud. That would keep them accessible on your phone whether or not the Exchange account stays. Contact Mover apps tend to have a limit, though. Some charge you for the first contact you move. Others charge you if you want to move more than a certain number of the contacts. So there's a decent chance that moving them all this way will not be free.
Jeff, why do you want to talk to all those jerks you used to work with anyway? No, I'm kidding. The easiest free way to do it is log in with your Exchange account, dump a VCF file, and then move those over to your iCloud account. As long as iCloud settings are turned on, those contacts will be remaining on your iPhone.
Yeah, unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be an easy way to ask the phone to just import the data automatically from Exchange, but you should be able to do it quickly and easily if you still have access to that work account.
Yeah, Jeff, let us know what works out for you. It'll help others. Into tomorrow.